So in 26 we have separation, in 27 we have fellowship, in 28 we have meditation in the Word, communion in the Word. And all three talk about the title of the church called the Church, the Ecclesia of Jesus Christ. Chapter 29 talks about the sons of God. Talk about relationship between sons and fathers. You notice it talks about difference between a servant and a son. And verse 15, the rod and the reproof needs to be used. And verse 17, correct your son and he will give you rest. And verse 21, he who pampers his servant from childhood will have him as a son in the end. Talks about sonship and all the aspects. 29, the church as the sons of God. Chapter 30, you notice chapter 30 is a strange area. Talk about three things here and three things there. You notice it talks about animals, it talks about spiders, it talks about the ants, the lion, the eagle, and all these things. You know what chapter 30 is? The church, the body of Christ, each one being different parts. Some of us the head, some the ear, some the leg, and some the fingers. It talks about the church as a body of Christ, some as eagles, some as lions, and some like ants, and some like spiders, and all different things. Say, brother, you mean got Spider-Man in the church? allegory, I mean, right? It's all an allegory. Chapter 31, better don't go too far in that. Chapter 31, very obvious, the church as the bride of Jesus Christ. And that's the grand finale of all the church, or all the what the bride of Christ is supposed to do. And so we have the book of Proverbs, three grand, beautiful sections, and all point to the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord before He came down. The Lord when He came down. And the Lord in the church today. What a church is to Him. Let's go to God in prayer. Father God, we thank You for Your grace and Your mercy tonight. Father, we ask, O God, that You establish grace upon our lives. We ask, O God, that through the revelation of Your Word, You bring us all, Lord, into a close fellowship with You. To hunger and thirst after Your Word and after righteousness, Lord. And Father, we ask that tonight, Lord, You will seal that precious relationship of Your church with You, O God. May we live up to be kings and priests in You, Lord. May we live up to be sons of God in You, Lord. May we live up, O Lord, to be the bride of Jesus Christ, looking for the bridegroom, O God. We thank You, Father, for Your grace and Your mercy. So seal Your Word and transform our lives mightily in You, Lord. We thank You, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Let's rise together and sing that song. Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Sing hallelujah to the Lord. And then we'll close with that section. You know, Jesus is coming back again. And is coming back for the church. Hallelujah. We thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. We worship You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Sing hallelujah to the Lord.